USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Just days before Easter, the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris suffers significant damage from a fire, possibly sparked by renovations. In New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
To see that reduced to ashes, my oh my, I remember our song, From the Ashes, We Rise Up. We had Ash Wednesday. We want to rise up with Jesus at Easter, and I believe that there'll be some rising from this dying.
The spire is lost, but the main structure of the cathedral has been saved, and the two iconic main towers have been saved as well. The French president has promised to rebuild the landmark cathedral and says he is seeking international help. The Mueller report will be released Thursday by the Justice Department. President Donald Trump issued several tweets Monday saying the findings have already ruled no collusion, no obstruction. Trump saying in one tweet, the crimes were committed by crooked Hillary, the DNC, dirty cops, and others. Investigate the investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In Minnesota Monday, President Trump again expressed his disgust with the nation's immigration and asylum laws.
Asylum is a ridiculous situation. People come in, they read a line from a lawyer that a lawyer hands them out online. You look at some of these people, you want protection from them. And they're saying, we need protection from our country. In the meantime, they're carrying their country's flag, thousands, 2,000 miles walking up the journey.
President Trump played up the benefits of his tax cuts on Monday's tax filing day in a state where he's aiming to turn a narrow defeat in the 2016 presidential race into a victory in his re-election bid next year. President Trump has his first Republican challenger for the 2020 race. In announcing his candidacy Monday, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld also called for the release of the special counsel's report on the Russia investigation.
I think the whole report should be made public so that everybody can see it, not just two committees of Congress, but the American public can see it. They paid for it.
Weld served two terms as the governor of Massachusetts in the early 1990s. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The House is moving forward in their efforts to obtain President Trump's tax returns. More from USA's Wendy King.
With his original deadline for the IRS to turn over President Trump's tax returns now passed without compliance, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal is upping the demand on Capitol Hill. In the latest letter, Neal relied heavily on case law, citing that he believed that the Democrats have a clear objective. He said that they believe they are fully within their rights to get the president's tax returns. He also said the committee has set another hard deadline for the IRS to meet, April 23rd by 5 p.m.
The Supreme Court is again rejecting a gay death row inmate's appeal that claims jurors in South Dakota were biased against him because of his sexual orientation. The justice who did not comment on Monday and leaving in place the death sentence for Charles Rhines. Rhines was convicted of the stabbing death of a donut shop employee in Rapid City, South Dakota in 1992. In the closest finish in the men's race since 1988 at the Boston Marathon.
One last lunge. What's left in your soul?
It was his first time at the Boston Marathon. Chirono held off two-time champion Lalisa Dacia of Ethiopia to clip the finish line tape in 2 hours, 7 minutes, and 57 seconds. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.